donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu.
88 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Topeka. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for NPR News, broadcasting at 91.5 in Lawrence and 91.3 in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. We will have news headlines for you at 6:30. At 6:36, NPR has learned that the Department of Health and Human Services will not be finalizing its most aggressive attempt to end gender-affirming care for youth on a national level. We will also hear from some voters in Maine who are still grappling with Democratic Senate candidate Graham Plattner's dramatic departure from the U.S. Senate race. It's all coming up here on KPR. Stay with us.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Hot and dry forecast here for the next few days. Today's high temperature is probably the lowest we will see for a while. Tonight, a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high around 90. Clear tomorrow night with a low in the upper 60s. Sunny on Wednesday with a high in the lower 90s. Wednesday night through Sunday, hot and dry. Highs in the mid-90s each day, lows each night in the mid-70s.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living with five locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org.
It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Atchison. The time is 6:20.
Results and analysis tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the program on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's in Lawrence, announcing Final Friday at Artera with Susan Hancock, bringing the golden age of jazz to the stage, 7 p.m. Friday, July 31st. Cover at the door or online at maselli's.com.
Up next, we have news headlines, followed by more All Things Considered. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Right now, it's 6:30.
Enrollment in that program has dropped by several million people. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
And you are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Tomorrow is the final day to register for the Kansas primary election. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
Eligible voters have until 11:59 Tuesday night to register online. Voters can also register in person at their county election office. While unaffiliated voters won't cast ballots in Republican or Democratic primaries, all voters will be able to voice support for or against a constitutional amendment on the way Kansas Supreme Court justices are selected. A no vote keeps the current system in place. A yes vote creates a new election process. The primary election takes place on August 4th. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The Kansas Supreme Court is getting a new justice. Governor Laura Kelly chose Johnson County District Judge K. Christopher Jerram to fill the vacancy. Jerram has served since 2021 in the state's most populous county. Jerram has become Kelly's fourth appointment to the seven-member court. During a press conference today, Kelly said Jerram possessed a key attribute for the state's highest court: impartiality.
I was not about to start using political considerations to decide who I would appoint.
Kelly's comments come before a consequential vote on August 4th that could change the nominating process for the Kansas Supreme Court. The Kansas State Board of Education will vote later this week on two separate measures to comply with new state laws. The first vote relates to a new statewide cell phone ban in schools. The board will establish the process for school districts to certify their compliance with the ban. Another vote would establish a complaint form for people to report student walkout protests that they believe violate a new state law. That new law restricts students' ability to conduct walkouts with heavy fines for school districts if the state finds they have encouraged the protests. The State Board of Education meets tomorrow and again on Wednesday in Topeka. Lows in the upper 60s tonight, highs around 90 tomorrow, lows in the upper 60s tomorrow night, and a high well into the 90s for Wednesday. You are listening to KPR.
With Morning Edition, every weekday morning on NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning as we get all up in your beeswax. Nosiness, that's what we bring you with Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence and lots of other frequencies too. Always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up, we have another 11 or so minutes of All Things Considered. Then at 7:01, we'll have news headlines, followed by 2 hours of classical music. 9 o'clock, it's Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR's two stations, coming up at 7:01, we have a rebroadcast of this week's This American Life.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
It's 10 minutes before 7.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. Support for NPR comes from this station and from Schwab, offering the Schwab Teen Investor Account, where teens can gain hands-on investing experience. It's co-owned by parents and teens, so parents can monitor the account while teens learn how to invest. More at schwab.com. From Procter & Gamble, maker of Metamucil, made with psyllium, a plant-based fiber that helps support digestive health by trapping and removing waste. Designed to be taken every day. Learn more at metamucil.com. And from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at duck.ai.
Morning Edition from NPR News eases you into your day with what you need to know, thoughtful conversations, and dare I say, some pretty great company. Join us.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Friends of the Press, a membership program of the University Press of Kansas that supports the publication of scholarly and regional books. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Up next, news headlines, followed by Stardate, then an hour of classical music with Steve Seal at 8 o'clock, a rebroadcast of last week's Classics Live at 9 o'clock. We shift gears and we'll get into some jazz.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Emporia. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, and the news is next. It is 7:01.